You may not have heard of an Irish sea shanty before, but trust me, you've heard them.
It's a work song, but it's a sailor song.
That's Matt Murphy, executive chef and owner of the Irish House on St. Charles Avenue.
So when they're pulling up the sails or they're pulling up the anchor, one guy sings out, you know, can be anything, and then all the guys retort back with heave, basically the heave-ho when they were pulling. So, you know, classic one is, you know, what should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do?
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Because of New Orleans' history as an essential port, there was a time when sea shanties would have been a common sound around the docks here.
Think about years ago when you see those old pictures, 500 ships, you know. These things were offloading, could be stone, marble, it could be cotton getting transported over to Europe. It can be anything. And all these guys that were either, you know, carrying stuff on, putting it on the ships, they used these when they were hauling stuff on and off, along with the sailors. So that's a huge part of the history of New Orleans that sometimes we forget.
Just as New Orleanians can sometimes be oblivious to our own history, Murphy, born and raised in Ireland, didn't learn about sea shanties until he'd been in New Orleans for nearly 15 years. He just opened the Irish House in 2011 when Keith Fawcett of the No Quarter Shanty Crew came in looking for a place to sing.
They had been singing in a couple of different places over the years, but, you know, like anything, people that want to keep it alive are the ones that are doing it. So it's in someone's garage, but then they couldn't use their garage 1 week. The next one, ever said, you're all too loud or whatever.
When Fawcett mentioned sea shanties,
I was like, and I had to go look it up. I heard of it, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
But after doing a little research,
and I was like, totally, we have this room upstairs. This is what we're about. We're about community, and we're about keeping these traditions and cultures and everything along that goes with them alive. And, you know, the first night was just made me think, hey, we ain't going back. This is awesome. This is just a great group of people.
Audience participation is not only allowed, it's encouraged. And you don't have to be a sailor anymore, or even a guy.
We have everybody from all sorts. We have just regular people, ladies, men, doctors. We have everybody that comes in. Because the great thing about it is we're not too proud. And we all know that our voices need help. And as a group, our voices sound better.
That's right. Murphy will likely be right there with you. He sings with the No Quarter crew all the time. Proof, he says, that anybody can do it.
Sometimes starting off, the first few people will feel a little bit shy. But the group knows that and will say, you know, don't worry about it. We're just as bad. So if you're not hitting the great note when you're supposed to be, don't worry, because we're all in the same boat together. Excuse the pun.
You can catch the No Quarter Shanty Crew, that's N period O period quarter, at the Irish House on the second Thursday of every month. Check their website calendar for any possible changes. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.
I shipped on board of a Liverpool liner, way hey, roll and go. And we rolled all night, and we rolled till the day, to spend our money along with Sally Brown. Sally Brown is a nice young lady, way, hey, roll and go. And we rolled all night, and we rolled till day, to spend our money along with Sally Brown.
I shipped on board of a Liverpool liner, we'll roll and go, bunk alongside the 49ers, spend my money on Sally Brown. Sally Brown of New York City, we'll roll and go, Sally Brown, you're very pretty, spend my money on Sally Brown.